Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Rach.
We were just talking about how last week's episode was far too long.
Well, not far too long, but I hope everybody's manifested the most wonderful things in a week.
Well, yes, my worldly desires have all happened, yeah. Well, it's an ongoing mission, so.
Life is an ongoing mission.
See, I haven't planned anything this week planning for last week.
Well, but I haven't written it on a full.
I'm getting very serious all of a sudden. Life's too short, and I've got to crack on.
You're very organised. I'm very, very impressed.
Got to crack on. Jill, what kind of week you had?
Well, I had a lovely week, and a very exciting week because I got sent some footage of some ghostly carries-on.
Oh!
In not so far
Who
away.
Who sent you this?
Well, it's friend. I can't name names. No celebrities this week.
No celebrities.
It's not a celebrity doing this, but it was not too far from my home, and it was a home that belonged to some old people that had both passed away. Mm-hmm. And a nice youngish lady had bought it and renovated the house completely and was having some ghostly carries on in the house and had caught lots of footage on camera of what I can only describe as entities.
Is this your proper psychic group?
No. The person that contacted me to assist the lady is somebody I've worked with in the psychic realms, and they asked, could I go out to help this lady because she was really struggling because she'd opened up her channels and she felt like she had an attachment. So I had to go and distinguish whether she had an attachment or whether
the house was
haunted.
An attachment to the spirit?
An attachment to her, because if you open up your channels and you bring in spirits, sometimes they don't leave you alone. So you're left... Okay. You've got to learn to open and close your channels. We've done this in other episodes. Whereas you have your protection, and she was very open. She was healing from an illness. I won't give too much away because I don't want her to be identified.
It's
very private to this person. So I went to the house to distinguish whether it was a ghost in the house or an entity attachment to her. And I got there and it was beautifully done, the house, very modern, very nice. And I felt an overwhelming sense of not being able to breathe in certain areas and didn't ask any questions. Went up to those three bedrooms. Master bedroom felt fine. Small bedroom felt fine. Back bedroom, I got this overwhelming sense of couldn't get my breath, felt quite heavy and choked. Bathroom didn't feel good. Downstairs, it was like a confusion I felt. And it turned out it was a lady with dementia who'd lived there. And they changed the house round and taken away a door. And where the spirit kept appearing on this camera, it was where the door used to be.
Ah.
So I think the old lady that used to live there was still very attached to the house.
Right.
With that confusion and the change of the layout, she just had got herself in a bit of a... why is my house like this sort of thing. So we cleansed the house, we saged and smudged, and the same to the person that I went to see, did some Reiki and some cleansing and clearing, and you could instantly feel the shift in the energy. Both myself and the person I was helping.
So she noticed, did she?
Absolutely. She looked like a different person when I left.
Oh my God.
But the footage.
Geraldine, your magic.
The footage was amazing. I'll show you it after. There's just no denying that it's an entity.
What was going on? What could you see?
You see like movements and it looks like chakras moving around. I'll show you after.
God.
Unbelievable.
And the lady passed on, did she?
The two people that lived there, the husband and wife, had been in their house forever and they both passed in the house. So it was very like my house. That's why I think I always get sent to help. And the same when I walked in Kate's Crystals that day when the lady was having a breakdown. Her house had belonged to her parents and she was having a bit of a meltdown and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And yesterday...
Synchronicity, Geraldine.
The day hospital had been cancelled, I had an hour spare, so I was able to run round to this house to help. So it is synchronicity, and we talked about that in last week's podcast, right place, right time. Mm-hmm. And
you've got to be alert, haven't
you? You've got to be alert. And I felt that I'd done some good work because the poor girl was going to move and everything. She spent thousands, and I mean probably, you know, tens of thousands on this house, renovating it, and just couldn't settle because she didn't feel safe in it. And I was like, it was nothing bad. There's a difference between bad entities, good entities, and good spirit, bad spirit.
It's just unsettling, isn't it, having a presence in your house?
If you can see something moving around and you can feel a presence, you need to know, if it's not your job to do it, you need somebody who can help you to say, no, this is fine. Mm. And we can help them go to where they need to be, or we can make you feel better about them being there and give you understanding of why they're there still. Mm. So that was yesterday.
Oh, Geraldine.
Yeah.
It's exciting, isn't
Very
it?
Very exciting times. Oh. So there's that. And then I've got the yoga retreat this weekend coming up. So I'm in the Lake
running
District.
It?
Well, partly. Karen, the yoga teacher, and I'm doing therapies and sessional work.
Oh, so where'd you stay?
We stay in a place called Habergill, which is beautiful if you want to Google it. Mm. It's out just past Appleby, where the Gypsy Fair is. And it's a gorgeous big wooden structure in the middle of nowhere. So the yoga studio's in the middle. It's got like a big fireplace, but all the like sort of, if you imagine log cabins, but in strips right around the edge, and you stay.
Lovely.
And they've got a pod that we go in, an Icelandic pod. You know those sort of where they can do the barbecue huts.
So you go, it's like a sauna, like a natural sauna.
You sit in, they're big.
Do you get really hot and
You can barbecue in the middle of them, you know the type I mean, like a big hexagonal hut.
Yeah,
we use that in the night if it rains, but if not, we have a fire pit out in the woods and we chant and stuff, so it's quite witchy and it makes me very happy.
Is this all women? Is this a women's thing?
It is, what? Doesn't have to be, but this one is.
You were saying you wanted to talk about the power of women's circles.
Women's circles is a big thing for me, and I've been holding circle for a good few years
now. Why is it called a circle, and what's the history of that?
The history of circle is that women help each other and understand each other. So through the phases of life, you've got your three phases, your maiden, your mother, and your crone. So your maiden is before you have your children, or before, you know, teenage years, child years.
We're in the mother side of that, aren't we?
Well, I'm in crone.
Are you in crone? I'm definitely in the crone. Mother.
You've still got kids at home. You're a mother still. Yeah. When you get to grandmother, you're
got
a crone.
Kids at home.
Yeah.
Hey?
I'm in crone years. So.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I love it. It's
I would have thought you'd
I'm a grandmother.
Yeah,
right? So
you started earlier.
Yeah.
You're old crony.
I'm an old crony. Yeah, that's where the word comes from.
So it's about passing down knowledge and wisdom, is it?
And helping each other. Mm. And like we said in various words, the young can help the old with things and the old can help the young.
100%.
And the in-between help both. So
there is loads of research on intergenerational, the power
Absolutely.
Of intergenerational work. My mate Kath, big shout out to Kath. I think she listens to the pod.
Oh.
She does. She runs a CIC.
Yeah.
In the Northeast, called Banyan Art, and they use art as a medium to, correct me if I'm wrong, Kath, art as a medium to and the, to heal.
Yeah.
They work with stroke people who've had strokes.
Yeah.
And use art, and I think they do drama and singing, and there's lots of different sort of art forms they use. And part of what they do is intergenerational work where they get
Fabulous.
The young and old. And there was this really good project where they got, I've heard a couple of projects on this, definitely in Holland. There's a whole village where...
It's beautiful, I've seen
the,
that. Holland.
Is it Holland or
yeah,
Denmark?
It is in Holland.
Where they've got a nursery on the same grounds as a elderly
people. Village, it's an elderly village where the people wander around and they're safe, so they've got a pub, a hairdressers.
That one's for dementia, isn't it? I'm thinking this is a different one. I've seen that one as well.
That's a wonderful
Where
place.
It's all very familiar in the
There
area.
Is one in Wigan as well.
Is there?
Yes.
Lovely.
We Just should in create, case we need
we
it.
We should create our own witches village.
There
for,
is
for
one.
Old witches.
Sure, Pendle classifies an old witch's village.
No, I mean like it's like an old people's home, right? So it's all
witches.
Safe and secure, and they've got staff and medical care and stuff. But it's for witches. Yeah.
How good's that? They'll be sleeping on our
breeze. There's my business idea right there. Business with purpose. Yeah, let's do that. Just need to put a business plan together. I'm sure the ladies at Edge Hill will help me out with that. No, what I was talking about is where they have nursery kids.
Yes.
And elderly people sort of
Well, a lot of dementia patients and elderly people love dolls. And they still want to be a part of babies' lives because it's nurturing. It makes you feel young and capable still. And even if you've got dementia, you don't lose your nurturing
and important
ability.
And useful. And yeah. But like you say, there's that wisdom there, and it makes it increases the agility, mobility, and what's the brain power, whatever you call that, for the elderly. And it also really, you know, it skilled up the little ones.
Yeah,
and they felt. Loved
it's lovely to listen to old stories, and I mean, they're the things that should be passed down generationally. You've got to listen to the tales of old people, their life, what they put into their life to get where they got to, because they're our teachers, and I love to listen to old people's stories.
So is circles directly only a part of witchcraft?
No, circles are in every generation.
Aren't
and
they?
Well, look to like tribal. They sit in circles around fires. People have sat in circle always because nobody's above, nobody's below. Everybody's equal in circle.
So the Quakers do that?
Yeah, the Quaker houses are usually round houses, aren't they? So
are they?
If it's round, think about going tonight. You're going to be elevated onto a stage.
Hell yeah. I'd be very disappointed if I'm not.
If you're on a stage for whatever you're doing, if you're speaking, if you're... You're looked up to, you're aspired to, you know, people are looking to you for the answers. If you're
like a
circle,
god, Geraldine, you're like a god. That's why I do it.
People love to look up and they feel that they're going to learn something, or that, you know, you're at the front of when you're doing lectures, you're held at the front. I've always liked to sit in circle. Always, even singing.
I work with you. I like getting young people in a circle.
Exactly, because there's eye contact for everyone. Everyone can see each person's emotion. You can respect people better in a circle, and nobody's held responsible. It's sort of like we're all in this together. So that's why I feel circle is very, very important in all aspects of life.
But with, so that any group works well in a circle. But what's the specific thing around calling it, you know, the circle, or, you know, like the intergenerational
circle of life.
The circle of life. Is that even the song? I can't think.
Tears from the Lion King.
I'm thinking, yeah, that's right. Thank you. Elton John, I believe. Elton John. Simba. No, the whole witchy thing. So the intergenerational thing.
Well,
so
we used to cast circle with salt.
Right.
Which
What's
you can
this?
Still. Well, within that circle, you're safe. So it's a safety mechanism. So you create a circle of salt. You cast a circle.
So outside, you sit within the salt.
Within the salt, within circle.
What does that keep? What
well,
does that keep
the salt
walls?
Is a protective.
Right. Is it?
Energy. Yeah, it stops the slugs getting in anyway, doesn't it?
Does it protect you from negative energy,
yes.
Salt?
Yeah. The old wives tell, pinch salt over your if you spill salt, throw it over your shoulder, make a wish. The salt. Well, you need salt in your body, and
but
then
is there any science behind that? I need to ask my dad. He's a retired chemistry teacher. Do you think he'll know?
Well, probably the salt and negativity, and it stops if you know if there's going to be water. If it keeps damp out. There's lots of reasons for salt, and salt is one of the greatest healers of this planet.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely! And what if they told everyone to cut out
salt?
Yes. How stupid! What's your body made up of?
Water.
With salt in it.
Right.
So when you dehydrate, you lose all your body salts. Salt holds minerals.
My brother, when he had ulcerative colitis.
Yes.
I think it was to do with that. He was always just dabbing salt. They told him to.
Well, not table salt.
Well, he was, I think.
Well, table salt is like the demon. Because
maybe that was something was lost in his body because of the bowel.
It will be because it'd be leaking out the bowel. But table salt is bleached. It's taken.
Yeah, so you want... Look at my Himalayan salt light behind me.
Well, that's what salt should look like.
Yeah.
Pink salt, that's what we have.
Yeah.
I only use pink salt.
Yes, Home and Bargain.
Home and Bargain.
Other retailers are available.
B&M. Anyway, you can get a great big thing of Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
Cut out table salt. Cut out sea salt, because they've both been bleached. Look at the colour of them.
But is that not natural sea salt?
Well, it was once before they took it and bleached it.
So rock salt should be pink? Should all salt be pink?
It should be greyish. It shouldn't be bleached white.
No, no.
So all the minerals are being stripped out of
it. Right, I've just finished a tub of table salt. That'll be the last. No, I'm not going to.
Himalayan pink. Yeah. Or if you really want to go big, we go for the Celtic salts.
Yes, we talked about that. Yeah. So the circle has salt round. Keep the bad energies. Keep the demons out.
And keep the good energies in. Keep the
good energies in. And what would be the structure of a women's circle? What would go on? Would the elders speak first?
Well, not really, because it's whoever feels we're all there together. So it's whatever is determined on the day. If you've gone with an agenda, if people want to know anything. So when I hold circle, I usually do cacao first.
So someone facilitates the circle?
I usually facilitate because I've got the little house in the garden, so I'm a facilitator in that way. Mm-hmm. I've been to other circles. At the yoga retreat now, we will have a circle outside with the fire in the middle, mm-hmm. and we use that fire for purpose. So we put in star anise, which gives off these beautiful blue and purple little sparkles. Mm-hmm. And we stare at the fire, and then you get your visions, and you'll get some people who'll... We ask people to put their intentions on paper. Mm-hmm. And have you done this in a circle with me?
No, never done a circle. Apart from for work, when I get young people in a circle, we don't...
No, we'll have a night. You'll have to come to one or the other of the...
I've had your cacao. That's nice, that.
Well, the cacao's helps open up the heart chakra. Mm. So you use your cacao as an opening, relaxant, really. Mm. And then women all sit round, get focused. We get people to think about their intentions, write down their intentions, a bit like the manifesting, mm. but things that no longer serve you.
Yeah. So you don't put your wishes in there, you put your things.
Put wishes into crystals.
Yeah.
So you're holding your wish, mm-hmm. and you've got your crystal for by your bed. Mm. But anything that no longer serves you, you put onto paper. Mm-hmm. And it can be 10 things, it can be 3 things, it can be 1,000 things if you don't want them. Mm-hmm. And then you offer it to the fire to take away mm-hmm. any negativities. So you put the thoughts into the fire.
So it could be a feeling of self-doubt.
Yeah.
It could be a feeling of resentment.
Yeah.
So anything like that.
Or a person.
Yeah. You don't physically put the person in the fire, just
the
name on
a piece
of paper.
No, you put their name and the feeling that's attached to that person.
Do you know what I heard someone do? It's a little bit similar. Also not. You write the name of the person who's causing you problems, mm-hmm. and you put it in a jar and you wee in the jar, and then you put it in the freezer.
Hmm. I don't know if I want wee in the freezer.
Well, it's in a jar, so it's not going to escape. But it's like they're not bothering. I've heard some people do it for like bullies and at school and stuff. No? Okay. Pretend I've never said it.
Not what I've heard of, no, but I've buried people.
I didn't say what?
I've buried people. I've written their name.
Right, that
on
sound
a piece
bite's
of paper
going out as a teaser for the name for this podcast.
I've put them in the garden.
You've buried their name.
Yeah, if I don't want them in my life anymore.
Ooh, who have you buried? Do you want to say?
Oh, no. It's like Pet Cemetery.
I better be not on the freaking list.
No, you're well dug up, your aura.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was once buried in Jazz Garden. Okay, so you can do rituals like that. Any other rituals we could do in circle?
Lots of rituals in circle because you're passing around energy. Mm-hmm. So you can do Reiki circles, you can do healing circles.
How do you do that? Because I wouldn't know how to do Reiki.
So you get attuned to do Reiki. You do your Reiki 1 first, which is self-love and self-work. So you have to work on who you are when you do Reiki 1, mm-hmm. and it's about attuning. So you have to be attuned. And then when you've got your attunement, a lot of people go into healing crisis.
You had monkey finger, didn't you? I had,
well, that was on my master's level. So
yes.
Reiki 1, I think I got cold after Reiki 1. And you can start working on yourself then. And I worked on myself for years. And that's why a lot of people are doing Reiki in like 3 weeks. And I'm like, no, I did it in 20-odd years.
Yeah, you said this sometimes. People rush it, don't you?
I think people think they've got to be at master level. But that's like, you know, starting in kindergarten, thinking that you're going to have a degree by the time you're in the first year. It's about feeling right and making sure it's not just a title. You've got to be able to do what's right for you. So Reiki 1, you work on yourself. Reiki 2, you learn to do send Reiki. So if you weren't feeling well, I could send Reiki here. I could send it all over the world. So you tune into people's energies and you learn to send energy.
So Reiki, but you've got to be a Reiki practitioner to do that, haven't
yeah,
you?
But yeah, but if you just want to focus on good intention, so you can send world peace. So Sunday,
oh, well, why haven't people done this? I'm going to put
well,
the
skeptical.
I know, but it's not happening, is it, Jill?
But if everybody did it, it would.
Yeah. Why don't we all get onto this? How are we going to get? Thing is, you've got people like Rishi Sunak saying daft things, and you've got people like what's her name, Cruella de Vil. Yeah, well, that's it. Saying ridiculous thing about immigrants and stuff. I've got all political all of a sudden now.
Well, that's the people that you've are leading
got,
us.
And what's going on in Israel and stuff like that. I've got all political and serious. But there's so many people with this egos and their
well,
own
agenda.
Well, they're
the people that rise above, and that's sad because they're not in circle. They're not looking after communities. They're not looking after people.
Well,
not
the ones
caring.
I mentioned happen to be really evil Tories, so that you know that's
there's
says
a lot
everything.
Of evil politicians all in all at the moment.
Not Andy Burnham though.
No, we love Andy.
We love Andy Burnham.
But there's a lot of people with ego who ego never serves to assist.
I couldn't see them in a circle.
No.
So what other things happen in circle? What benefits have we got?
Well, it's a learning curve. So I think if you're in circle, it gives you confidence because you don't feel that you've been picked out to stand up and speak. Mm. Everybody
so you can
speaks
choose
in turn. If you feel ready, you can have your say.
And can he say anything? Because I'd come out with some ridiculous stuff.
Well, I think you've got to speak your truth. And if, you know, especially if you're doing, say if you're doing a meditation circle and what comes to you, we do spiritual circles where it'd be like, well, I can see somebody over there who's maybe attached to you or a person at the past.
Okay.
So in spiritual circle, you'll see different things. And if you've got a lot...
Take me to one of them, Jill. Okay. Am I allowed to go as a non-spirit?
What's happening next? What was it, are you away? I'll have to talk to you about dates.
Away. Yeah. Going to Greece.
I don't know if you'll be here for the spiritual circle.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll talk off air about that and see if I am.
Next Wednesday night.
Well, I'll have to
check your diary.
Does someone facilitate these circles? Because I can see it being absolute chaos otherwise.
No, I try to facilitate, but I'm not a very assertive facilitator because I don't like being assertive. So I hope that the people that come to circle are quite respectful. And everybody knows, you'll know if you're overspeaking. I know if I'm overspeaking. If you're in a group and you've got a lot of people who are quite shy and quiet, I'm very guilty of overspeaking because I fill silences quite often.
Yeah, we like the sound of our own voices, don't we, Geraldine?
Well, that's obviously why they're giving us both a microphone, isn't it? But you know what I mean? You can be in a room with people and some people have got lots to say, others have got nothing to say.
Yeah.
But the ones that have got nothing to say often have.
Yeah, they're the most interesting. Yeah. We just talk shite, you know.
Well, we're good at that.
5% of what we say is quite good.
We've
95%
definitely got a degree in talking shite.
Is absolute shite. Absolute bollocks.
Don't be telling our listeners that. Our fans.
I think our abracadabras are well aware that we talk utter shite.
That's right, they listen.
Yeah, that's what they like. Oh, well, that's a lovely little insight today. Is there anything else we need to say? Because we've got to round off an early one. This because we've got the younger people coming in from school in a minute.
So for me, you know, find a circle. Come to me if you want.
I'm going
to
come to one of your circles.
You're all welcome.
You'll have to give me ground rules because I'll be...
Some of the abracadabras are coming to the Day of Dust Mertos.
If I'm a bit silly. Yeah, if I'm a bit silly. Right.
But you know your ground rules.
I do. I'm quite good at being sensible when I have to be.
Well, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen seen the other Rachel. Not sure about her.
When did you see that?
I'm just used to you being
a dick.
Our Rach.
A dickhead, yeah.
I didn't use those words.
Yeah. I think sensible Rach is the thing of the past, really.
She's limited.
I don't really care. No, I just do what I want. Well, that was lovely little insight, Geraldine. Thank you.
Thank
I don't know what
you.
Our theme's going to be next time.
Well,
think?
I always think we just pop up on the day.
We'll pop up
but,
on the
you
day.
You know, as I always say, write in. Give us some heads up on what you're interested in. We still have our lovely lady from America. We didn't fulfil her Weather.
Oh, storm witches. Yay, weather. Yeah, weather. There you go. While I'm on holiday, Geraldine, do your research.
I will.
And I'll come back with some kind of Greek adventure, tomfoolery, hijinks story.
That sounds good.
Yes. Okay. Well, in the meantime, thanks, Geraldine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Abracadabra.
I think our next one's a Halloween edition.
Yes, it will be, actually. Yes. Yep.
So maybe we can do a live event with some spirituality.
Yes, it will be that. It will be the Halloween special next time.
Thinning of
You're
the
right.
veil.
I didn't think. Okay, well, that's what we do next time. Storm Witch will have to wait.
Yeah.
All right. Soz, Kristen, soz.
But we'll fly her in.
Soz about that. Oh, I'd love to be able to do that. Kristen, come over. Come on
your broom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. She can just do that. Anyway, thank you, everybody. And we'll speak to you next time. And you've been listening to My Mates a Witch.